KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have a little bit of sunshine trying to peek through the clouds out there. We have 67 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today with a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Well, the fairs continue today in Audubon, Montgomery, Shelby, and Pottawatomie County. And here's some of the look at some of the things going on during the fairs today. In Audubon County, from now until noon, they have the Farmer's Market. At 9 a.m., they'll have the Baby Contest. At 10, the Big Wheels Races. Dazzling Dave will perform at the Hoop Building at from 10 until 2. And there'll be a clown from 10 until 3, also in that same facility. Also at the Audubon County Fair, Clover Kids Poultry Show gets underway at 10 o'clock. A non-sanctioned kids pedal pull at 11 o'clock. And later on this afternoon, there'll be the Clover Kids Sheep and Goat Show, the Pee Wee Goat Show, the pork feed at 5 o'clock, and a mutton bustin' at 5:30 at the Audubon County Fair. The big event for the night is the IRCA Rodeo at 7 o'clock and the First Name Band at 9 o'clock. In Montgomery County, getting underway this hour is the Blue Ribbon Fun Run, a one-mile walk or 5K, depending on your persuasion. At 9 o'clock, it'll be the 4-H and FFA Beef Show at the Livestock Pavilion. Later on at 12:30 to 2, the Pudgy Pumpkin Patch Gift Shop demonstrations will be underway at the fairgrounds of Montgomery County. 1 until 2, there's a baked apple pie contest sponsored by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau and Montgomery County Fair Board. Also, they'll be serving up free pie and ice cream at the Fairgrounds Auditorium from 2:30 to 3:30 today in Red Oak. Other activities going on at the fair this afternoon include a Clover Kids Animal Share Show at the Livestock Pavilion at 3 o'clock, figure eight races followed by intermission, then a demo derby at the grandstand at 3, and rock and country band, that is, performs at the Fairgrounds Auditorium in Red Oak during the Montgomery County Fair from 7 until 10. Also, in Pottawatomie County, they will have going on underway at 9 o'clock the Beef Show, followed by the Open Stuffed Animal Pet Show and 4-H Clover Kids Beef Costume Show. At 2 o'clock this afternoon, they'll have the County Fair Youth Day, followed by Fair Olympics. And in Shelby County, lots of activities underway today. This hour, in fact, they'll have the Sheep, Goat, and Rabbit Exhibitors meeting right now. And actually, this will show you a little bit late if you're not there yet. The open class saddle horses and ponies will be in place today at 8 o'clock also. Later on, there'll be the apple pie morning at 8:30, the senior citizen morning with an open class apple pie contest. Registration for the Shelby County Baby Contest is at 8:30. From 9 until 4, there's the Antique Tractor and Machinery Show, the Car Show and Shine at from 9 until 1. There's also a carnival that gets underway a little bit later on this morning. Bingo at the Harlan Lions Club at 10 o'clock, or actually 11 o'clock, I should say. Kids contests beginning at 10:30 and running through 11:30. There's also Ag Olympics at 1:30 this afternoon up at Harlan at the Shelby County Fair. They'll have the Strolling Act with Farmer Phil this afternoon. Shelby County Fair Cook-Off Contest, also the Open Class Lamb Show, and the big event to round out the day in Harlan is at 6:30, the grandstand. They'll have auto races going on there. Today, or actually Friday, the Iowa Economic Development Authority, or IEDA Board, approved awards for 5 established companies, which will assist in the creation of 407 jobs and result in nearly $132 million in new capital investment for the state. The projects are located in Fort Dodge, Knoxville, Nevada, Pella, and Shenandoah. The IEDA Board also approved innovation funding in support of 2 startups located in Des Moines and DeWitt. The Pella Corporation designs, tests, manufactures, and installs quality windows and doors for new construction, remodeling, and replacement applications for home and commercial markets. With the grants approved by the IEDA Board, the company plans to consolidate the manufacturing of their popular wood window line to their Shenandoah location, which will require the purchase and installation of equipment. The board awarded that $5.6 million capital investment project a $200,000 forgivable loan through the HQJ program. It's expected to create 120 jobs incented at a qualifying wage of nearly $21 per hour. Elsewhere in the news, after Wednesday's storms, Governor Kim Reynolds issued a disaster proclamation for those who were impacted by severe weather. The proclamation covers 10 counties, including Appanoose, Bremer, Calhoun, Fayette, Lucas, Davis, Monroe, Sac, Wapello, and Winnesheek counties. Lucas County will receive aid for the severe weather on June 24th as well. Through the Iowa Individual Assistance Grant Program, households can get a grant of up to $5,000 if they have incomes of up to 200% of the poverty level under this proclamation. The grant can assist with home and car repairs, replacement of clothing, and food and temporary housing expenses. And the Disaster Case Management Program, part of the proclamation, assists those who have had disaster-related hardship, injury, or adverse conditions, according to the governor's office. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds urged conservative Christians to fight back against Democrats in power in Washington on Friday. Reynolds said President Biden's administration is pursuing a radical social agenda backed by liberal activists and corporations.
The elevation of angry, ever-shifting moral code of wokeness, bailouts, tax hikes, lockdowns, open borders, closed schools. Believe me, this is not an agenda for Iowa. And it is not an agenda for our country.
Reynolds was cheered repeatedly as she spoke at a summit in Des Moines that was organized by the family leader. And the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission has approved fines for one casino and two sports gambling companies. That took place during their meeting on Thursday. The Wild Rose Casino in Jefferson was fined $20,000 after a 20-year-old woman was allowed on the gambling floor. General Manager Travis Dvorak apologized to the Racing and Gaming Commission.
First and foremost, Wild Rose Jefferson accepts full responsibility for the matter. We take responsible gaming very seriously, and we take underage gaming very seriously. This Tuesday, we hit our six-year mark, and I did look, and in these 6 years that we've been open, our admissions have been almost $2.7 million. And during that $2.7 million, this is the second violation that I've had.
DeVorg said they should have caught the problem, but says it was a little tougher because the woman's dad was helping her to get into that gambling facility.
The father would go to turnstiles and distract the security guard and block the view so that the daughter could sneak in. This is something we are trained for, and we should have caught it, so we do take responsibility. But this was serious enough that DCI charged the father, and the county attorney prosecuted the father.
And DeVorak said the father and daughter were very persistent.
This same father-daughter combination tried again 8 days later, and we caught it. The father even at that time even tried to tell us she's 22, not realizing we already had a copy of her ID that said she was 20. These things go on. These are challenges that we face, but they are our challenges, and we do take them seriously.
DeVorak said this was during the COVID mask requirement, and that also complicated the issue. He says they did some additional training with the DCI on making identification when people are using or wearing masks. The Racing and Gaming Commission also agreed to a $20,000 fine for William Hill Sportsbook after two betting machines were mistakenly left on, and a person was allowed to use the mobile sports app without in-person registration. The PointsBet Iowa Sportsbook was fined $7,500 after the self-exclusion list was not properly updated. A company spokesman said they have made adjustments to meet the requirement. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.